grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, our Savior, our Lord. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, the transfiguration of Jesus. We pray, Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a great light for our path. Shine that word brightly upon your church today and teach us and guide us and strengthen our faith and give us great peace and give us the hope of our transfiguration, our resurrection and glory in heaven, that the victory is ours even now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, stay in order. Keep the right order of things. We've all said that. We've all heard that before. For example, in school, if the kids are lining up for lunch, a teacher might say, now stay in order, children. Don't try to push ahead. Stay in the right order. Or if you're watching a NASCAR race, that begins in a week or two, the Daytona 500, and there's a yellow caution flag. The drivers better stay in order. Don't try to pass someone. Stay in the right order or you're going to be in trouble. Or in church, if we're singing a long hymn with many stanzas, stay in order. If you get on the wrong stanza, you kind of look foolish. And that's happened to me before, probably you too. Stay in the right order of what we're doing. Today we celebrate the transfiguration of Jesus. And the transfiguration teaches us to stay in the right order. Don't get ahead of yourself. There's an order to the kingdom of God, and follow that order. We learn that glory is to come, but first there's suffering. Get the right order. We're going to wear the crown, but first there's the cross. We're going to shine. We will shine with the resurrection of our bodies, but first we are to serve and be a living sacrifice on this earth. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't be like Peter. It's good to stay here. Let's just stay here for a while. No, it's coming glory, but first there's suffering. Keep the right order. We might say a good theme for transfiguration could very well be Alleluia, but first, agony. Say with me, Alleluia, but first, agony. That's the right order. Don't get ahead of yourself. First of all, as we consider this great gospel lesson, the transfiguration, we indeed shout with all the angels and archangels in heaven, Alleluia! Shout it with me. Alleluia! Praise the Lord! I mean, He shines in glory. He's the Son of God. Moses, Elijah, the voice of the Father. Ah, it's so wonderful. Alleluia! Yes! This is what it's all about. Finally! The transfiguration is wonderful because it's really a little snapshot of heaven, of our future. We don't have a lot in the Bible about eternal life. There's a good fair amount, especially in Revelation, read it. But not a lot, but God does tell us enough to kind of whet our appetite of what's to come, so we long for it. And the transfiguration, this little short story, is really a great picture of heaven, little snapshot of heaven for us. And three things we learn about heaven that we can't wait for, that we shout hallelujah to. This is our glory, this is our hope, this is our future. Our future is great. We Christians have a wonderful future. Not this world, but our future is wonderful. First of all, we learn here that heaven is rest. Heaven is rest. Peter, James, and John are away, and Jesus away from the world at this moment. They're on a mountain. They're away from all the people and all the demons and all the sicknesses and diseases and the persecution of the Pharisees and Sadducees that is growing and all the problems of the world day by day. They're away from that on a mountain. And this shows us heaven. Heaven is rest from our burdens and our woes. No problems in heaven, no pain, no persecution, no war, no tears, no suffering, no death, none of that. It's the eternal getaway, our eternal rest, our eternal vacation. Rest, and we all long for rest, don't we? We had the wonderful weather a few days ago where it was like 70 degrees here, 75 degrees. And wow, it was wonderful. But as I walked around and talked to people here and there, what did everybody say, including myself? It's not going to last. We're in the middle of, or not the middle, that was late January, early February. We're in the middle of winter. It's not going to last. Give it a few days. The weather will change. And now, today's a nice day, 50 degrees. We're back to winter. We know it's not going to last. When we get to heaven, and we're in glory, what are we going to say? It lasts how long? Forever and ever and ever. Join me. And ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. As a little kid would say. Rest from the world. Secondly, heaven is the reunion of saints. The communion, the reunion of saints. They're there with Moses and Elijah. And notice you have these lowly fishermen who are nobodies, Peter, James, and John, and they're rubbing shoulders with the greats of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. And they're all one around Jesus and around the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's heaven. Perfect love. We're all equal. We're all the children of God. We're all in glory. We all love each other. There's no ranking and comparisons. I'm better than you. You're better than me. None of that. We just love each other in perfect peace and harmony. We're all one around Christ. That's heaven. The reunion, the communion of the saints. You know, Tennessee's so proud. We got, what, a number 14 ranking in recruiting. And Alabama's still number one, aren't they? And we always compare ourselves, oh, seventh in the SEC, and we got so many 5 stars and 4 stars and 3 stars and 2 stars. And we rank and rank and compare and compare. In heaven, there's none of that. We're all stars. And we all shine brightly. And we're all number one. We're all the very children of God. Peter says it's good to be here. A good recalls creation. When God said it was good, it was good, it was good. And that's heaven. It's the new Garden of Eden. Peace. Harmony. We all get along. Perfect love. And we shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't wait. And then above all, though, heaven is resurrection. It is rest from the world, the reunion of the saints, and it's the resurrection of the body. And Jesus shines in glory for a moment, not for himself. He is God. He's always been God. He can do that anytime he wants. But he shines in glory for Peter, James, and John, and for us, the church, who hear about it today. It's a picture of the resurrection of his body. It's a little Easter. Easter before Easter. We know Easter's coming after Lent, don't we? And this is a foreshadowing of Easter. He's going to conquer. He's going to win. He is God. Don't be afraid of the crosses, the suffering, the pain, the persecution. We're all going to win and be in heaven. We're going to rise from the dead and have a new, glorious, immortal body. So don't be afraid. Have great hope, church. It's a foretaste. I got a great son-in-law, Carter. And he told me this morning he got some chicken wings for the game. You know how many wings just for me, William? Well, he ordered 75. So that's at least 50 for this man right here, 25 for the rest of the family. And I will be nice, and I'll offer to go pick up the chicken wings, a platter of 75 chicken wings. And what might just happen is I'm driving home, and I have a platter of 75 chicken wings on the other seat. What might just happen? I might consume 4 or 5 on the way home because I can't wait. And this is the transfiguration. I can't wait. I can't wait for glory. I can't wait for the feast with Moses and Elijah. I can't wait to rise from the dead. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait. And God gives us a little foretaste. And we shout, what? Hallelujah. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Stay in order, church and Christian. Be patient. The story ends quickly. That's one of the great things about the story, that the highlight, it's such a fabulous story, but it's over so fast. And Luke's gospel doesn't end. This isn't the end of the story, where they all go into heaven, they're all in glory, and God bless them. The story continues. Stay in the right order. There is hallelujah, but first what? Agony. And that's the right order. For Jesus has come. His mission is not to shine on the Mount of Transfiguration. His mission is to shed His blood on the Mount of Disfiguration. His mission is not to stand between Moses and Elijah. His mission is to hang between two thieves. His mission is not to just be above with the Father. His mission is to love the fallen sinners so much that He would die for our sins and rise again and redeem us, Peter, James, John, and all of us sinners, to redeem us as if that is His mission. Get the right order. Glory is great, but glory must wait. Wow, but not now. There's agony and there's suffering. And dear friends, as our Lord comes down the mountain, He is alone, we read. It's only Jesus. He comes down the mountain. We, like Peter, James, and John, come down the mountain with Him. We like to stay. We like to stay here in church. Let's just stay away from the world and all the problems. Just sing and sing and shout hallelujah and sing some more and worship some more and just be away from all of it and just enjoy the presence of God and commune and hear the Word. And this is all great. We like to stay. But we have to go down the steps and back to our lives. And be servants, and be a living sacrifice, and deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow this Jesus until we enter glory. And that's the Christian life. We learn Christianity is not basking in glory. It is bearing burdens on this earth. Whose burden can you bear today, tomorrow, your friend, your neighbor, your loved one? Christianity is not just sitting in a pew. It is serving. It is sacrificing all for the sake of my neighbor, that he or she know the love of God, that I be a witness for my Lord. Christianity is not just seeking comfort. It is giving comfort to my neighbor, my friend, my enemy. That's Christianity. It's not resting. It is reaching out with the love of God and all that I say and do. And that's why we're here. We are here to get recharged, re-strengthened, forgiven of our sins, to go be a servant and a witness, to bear our crosses and the crosses of our neighbors, that they may know the love of God too. Keep the right order. Realize why you're left on this earth. We're all baptized and saved, but we are still here. What? To be a witness for my Lord. To save as many as I can. You know, I read an incredible fact, I guess, and I question whether it's true, but it was there on the TV. Did you know that for the big game today, 25% of Americans, one out of four American families, buys a new TV for the Super Bowl? Did any of you do that? You won't raise your hand even if you did, would you? I mean, really? 25% go buy a new TV just to watch the Super Bowl? They want to be there. We want something new, something exciting. I want to be there. I want a bigger, better TV to be there. I want high definition to be there. I want the sound alarm to be there. I want to experience it. A new TV. Oh, what a mission we have as a church. To tell people the new exciting thing that happens all the time here. It is new, exciting, it's fabulous. You don't have to buy a TV for it either. The new thing is the forgiveness of sins. The new thing is the cross of my Lord. Oh, it happened many years ago, but it's new every day in my heart. I'm forgiven of my sins. I'm loving my God. I'm going to rise from the dead and go to heaven. This is the new news, the good news, the exciting news, the hallelujah news that we share with the world. You don't have to go buy a lousy TV for this. You come and believe and are baptized. And you come again and you take confirmation class and you're confirmed and eat at the heavenly feast of the body and blood of this Jesus. This is new. This is fabulous. This is being in the presence of the Almighty God Himself and being saved and redeemed. This is my rock, my refuge, my help. This is my good shepherd, the light of the world, my everything, my Jesus. This is the message we share with a fallen, fallen world that would go buy TVs to watch some lousy game. Keep things in order. Glory is great, but glory must wait. The crown comes, but first the cross. Bear your cross with faith. Hold on to Jesus. Walk with Him like Peter, James, and John, and stay with Him. Hallelujah, but first, agony. Our choir will now, to close the sermon, sing Farewell to Hallelujah, very appropriate. And as they sing, the special banners will be carried out to signify that we come down the mountain. And Lent begins on Wednesday. We go with Jesus to the cross. The choir sings, and the banners are taken out.